to the Dean of Admission, Princeton University. I've influenced my son greatly, raising him in a very wealthy and high-class environment, which tells me he will fit in just fine with his peers at Princeton and such a prestigious.
Emily was the top of her class, valedictorian, and the student body president, not to mention the previous summer she spent in Guatemala helping underprivileged children unlike herself. To the Princeton University from Flor Moreno. My daughter has been the most influential person in my life, but all this time I have been trying to influence her myself. All I have ever wanted is for her to have a healthy childhood. I do not ask for pity. I want her to be seen with honor and with the respect she has deserved. I think to begin our story, I must go back 12 years to Mexico, when my husband left us. I never wanted to show my sadness because I knew I should be strong for my daughter, but it was so hard in my head. So when I felt the tears, I would sneak outside, and even though I knew she could hear me, I told myself that it was my protection, for her and for myself, from the reality of our hard times. The truth? I was crying for our future. This abandonment I felt was hard on me, but the love I felt for Christina was so powerful that I felt selfish for thinking of myself first. What would her future look like? I knew there was nothing left for her in Mexico. I couldn't handle being there with the constant reminder that her father was gone. I felt like I couldn't do it on my own. I wanted for her a better life than mine. I kept her in Mexico as long as I could. I wanted for her to experience our Latin culture to the fullest. But finally I realized that the only thing to better our lives was a change. I had to tell her we would leave for America. Although it would be hard, I knew Mexico would remain in our hearts forever. Un mas lapia, una mas. One tear, I told her, just one. Because I wanted to teach her to be strong. It's all you have, so make it a good one, I told her. But she had me. I would be her Mexico. Our transportation to the U.S. was not the best, but it was all I could do. I was desperate for change, and I felt that it would be worth it for Christina in the end. She was all I had, and so I wanted to give her opportunities I'd never had in America. Of course, I still had hesitations. I wanted to raise her in Latin culture, and Texas was not enough. I decided to take us to Los Angeles, which was full of rich Latino culture. It was my security blanket, you could say. Arriving there felt like I had entered a whole new world. We were surrounded by the chaos of the city and unrecognizable people and cultures. Then, together, side by side, we turned a corner, and there, right in front of us, we were right back home.